Saturday morning, November the 25th, 1944, and time to drop in at the Sportsman's Club for another of the favorite sports stories of Grantland Wright. Yes, when Saturday rolls around, that means it's yarn-spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, where the sports fans gather every week at this time as guests of the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Granny Rice, who has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years and has kept a sharp eye out, too, for good stories about sports. So let's join them now. Let's drop in at the Sportsman's Club and meet Grantland Rice.
Well, Grant, what's the top sports story of the week?
Yeah, Grant, put us a lowdown, will you?
Well, fellas, I suppose all eyes are now turned to the big Army-Navy game next Saturday. But instead of playing it in seclusion at Annapolis, they're going to give some 70,000 to 80,000 fans a look at it down in Baltimore.
Lucky guys.
You bet they're lucky. I'll tell you, it's going to be a great game. Maybe one of the best in the whole history of Army-Navy games. And what's more, I hope it's going to do a good job for the 6 Wallon drive. And there's a game that tops them all.
Yeah. Hey, Grant, how does today's football lineup look to you?
Well, the big game, I think, is Michigan and Ohio State in Columbus. That'll settle the Big Nine Conference Championship. It'll be a tough game, but I like Ohio State myself.
Not so bad.
What about today's story, Grant?
Well, I tell you, I'd just like to mention one other thing. It'll be a big game out west that'll settle the Rose Bowl title between Southern California and UCLA. I like Southern California in that one.
Yeah. Well, how about the story now?
Well, so far in our new series, we've had a look at football and basketball. Now, I think it's time to hear something about the fight game. And I've got a fight story for you that has a twist to it. So gather around, fellas, and listen. This is the story of Jim Cramer, the middleweight trial horse, they call him. The fellow who stands between ambitious young fighters and a chance at the title. Before they get their fight with the champ, they first got to whip Jim Cramer. But let's meet Jim Cramer himself. On a night, a few years ago, when he came closest to the title, and it wasn't very close at that.
And there's only a few seconds left now, ladies and gentlemen. And Jim Cramer is still on his feet. Groggy, yes, but still on his feet after taking a terrific beating from the champ for 10 rounds. The boy has courage, there's no doubt about that. He just wasn't ready to bid for the title. And there's the bell. Listen to that crowd. Young Fitz is still the champ, but he knows he's had a fight on his hands. And now, I'm going to try and get over to the champ. You'll just bear with me for a couple of seconds. Give me that hand, Mike G.
Okay, thanks. And here we are. Oh, Fitz. Fitz, will you come over and speak to the radio audience? Oh, Fitz. Wait a second. Wait a second.
What are you doing? Oh,
Fitz. Fitz, come right over here, Fitzy boy. That's it, Fitz. Just talk right in there, champ. Say anything at all.
Great fight. Game kid, this Kramer's all right.
He's all right, huh, champ?
He's a game kid. He's a little more seasoning. May come along all right.
All right, the champ says, ladies and gentlemen. Knew you had a fight on your hands, eh?
Yeah.
Put that shove on, will you? Is that right, champ?
Yeah, great fight. Hello, Mom. We'll be home. Good night, everybody.
Just 1 minute, champ. Here you are.
What's this?
Please accept this little gift from our sponsors. This handy metal tube of Dr. Peterson's new and improved concentrated carrot capsules. Take two at bedtime and feel like a million in the morning. And thank you very much, champ.
Ah, nuts.
And that was an exclusive interview, ladies and gentlemen, with young Fitz, still middleweight champion of the world after a great fight with Jim Cramer. And now, a question. Do you wake up and... Will you quit that shoving? I mean, do you wake up in the morning feeling terrible? If so, try Dr. Peterson's new and improved concentrated carrot capsule.
Jim, you feel all right, kid?
Yeah, I'll be all right. My head would just clear up. It's a buzzing. It's a buzzing noise in my head.
Yeah, Jim, you get that sometimes. Oh, you had a tough fight there, kid. But you showed him you could take it. You showed him, kid.
Yeah. What does that prove? I missed my big chance at the title.
Oh, you'll get another chance, kid. Sure you will. Mike Gilson just pushed it too fast. You should have had some more fights before you took on a champ, kid.
Yeah?
Feeling a little better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Yeah, like I was saying, kid, Gilson brought you along too fast.
What was I supposed to do? He's my manager, isn't he?
Well, sure, Gilson's your manager.
Gilson was his manager, you mean?
Mike Gilson.
What do you mean by that, Mike?
Yeah, here's a little present for you.
What's this?
A contract. You can get a frame for it at the dime store.
What are you driving at, Mike?
We're through, Kramer.
Through? You quit on me because I missed this one crack at the title?
Oh, now listen, you sap. You ain't championship timber. You couldn't win that title in 1,000 years.
That's not what you told me before the fight.
Oh, now listen, I needed you then, Jim. I got a price for this fight. I can't use you no more. You're no good to me. Does it begin to sink in?
You rat.
Hey, what are you crabbing about? I'm putting $1,000 in the bank for you, ain't I? That makes us square.
Get out of here, Gilson.
I'll be glad to, but don't worry, Kramer. You can keep on fighting. Semifinals, then prelims. Yeah, you ought to do real well.
Get out, Gilson. Get out before
I'm
I...
I'm going. So long.
That's the rawest deal I ever heard of, kid. Why, it was all I could do to keep from pacing.
Forget it, Pete. He's right in a way. I have been a sucker.
What's the matter, kid?
That buzzing. Buzzing in my head. What does it mean, Pete? Will it go away?
Yeah, sure, kid, sure. Sometimes it just goes away.
I never felt this way before. That buzzing in my head. It'll go away. Pete said it would go away. This looks me a little dizzy, that's all.
Hey, buddy, watch where you're going, will you?
Oh, excuse me, mister. I'm just a little groggy, that's all. Ooh, that young Fitz can hit. It's getting better now. Just a kind of buzzing. It'll go away. Pete said it just kind of goes away.
Hey, Pa, look out, will you? What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
Crazy. Drunk the other time.
Yeah, Pop.
Come in, sit down. I've got coffee ready for you.
Thanks, Pop. I could do with a cup of coffee.
Sure you can. Sit down now, Jim. Yeah, wait till you taste this. Strong enough to take your hat off.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, don't I know that? Now then, get that under your belt.
Thanks, Pop. How's that?
Oh, fine, Jim, fine. Little tyke sound asleep. I looked in on her just a minute ago.
Did she hear the fight?
Well, now, Jim, she begged me, and, well, I didn't have the heart to refuse her.
It's all right, Pop. So she heard her old man get the licking of his life.
Oh, no, Jim, no, I wouldn't say that. Now, you done fine, boy, just fine. The radio announcer said so. He said you put up the gamest fight that he's seen in years. Now, that's pretty nice, Jim.
Yeah.
Look here, son. You were fighting for the middleweight championship of the world. Well, that young Fitz is pretty tough. Sure he is, or he wouldn't be there. Oh, I say you'd done darn good to stay in there and slug with him for 10 rounds. He knew he was in a fight, that fella. Why, the next time you go up against him, I predict, Jim, that you'll...
I don't think there'll be a next time, Pop. I've had my crack at the title.
Oh, well, what are you talking about, boy? Well, listen, Mike Gilson will get you a return match. Now, you wait and see.
Mike Gilson's not getting me anything, Pop. He quit on me tonight.
He quit? Mike Gilson quit on you?
That's right. I've been a sucker, Pop. Gilson's a crook. He brought me along too fast. He got me a chance at the title before I was ready for it, just so he could collect his end of a good purse. Now he hasn't any use for me. He'll get some other fighter and do the same thing with him.
Mike Gilson. Well, you're well rid of him, Jim. You'll go places now without that fella. Here, let me get you some hot coffee.
I got a lot of fights left in me, Pop. I won't be champ, but I'll get along. I'll make some dough. That's all I want anyway, dough so that Ann can get well.
Sure, son. Here, let me fill your cup. There, that's coffee with a kick in it.
I'll fight every week if I have to. I'll take any kind of a fight. I got to get dough for Ann.
Yes.
The kid has got to walk. She's got to get a break like other kids, and she will, too.
Yes.
Don't you, believe that she will, Pop?
Sure. Sure I do. Why, sure I do, Jim.
You don't sound very convincing, Pop.
Well, now look, Jim. Let me say something to you, and don't take it the wrong way, boy.
Go ahead.
Jim, now I love that kid. I love her as much as you do, if that's possible. Now, you know that. She's my own granddaughter, Jim. My own Mary's little girl.
Well?
It's just like this now, Jim. Is it good to be building up hopes? The doctors haven't been able to give you very much encouragement. Now, I was thinking, Jim, wouldn't it be better
Wouldn't it be better to what?
I was thinking, Jim, would it be better to kind of resign yourself to Anne being, well, being the way the poor little...
Cut it out, Pop. Don't say it. I'll never resign myself to anything. That kid is going to get better. If I have to whip every middleweight in the country...
Jim, I
Then don't say it and don't ever say it. Do you hear me? Don't ever...
Jim. Jim, what's the matter? Boy, what's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing, Pop. It's just a little dizzy spell. It'll go away. Pete said it would just go away.
And here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from the ringside of the Jackson Heights Arena, bringing you the main event of the evening, a 10-round go that matches the promising young middleweight Gussie Gorman with Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer, who was rated an outstanding contender himself until he missed his big chance at the title a year or so ago. Well, Cramer is the man that Gorman must whip before he gets his chance at the crown, now worn by young Fitz. And we're ready to start. There's the bell. Gorman comes out of his corner with a rush. Kramer's ready for him. It looks like it's going to be a real slugging match.
Eight, nine, ten.
And Jim Cramer wins by a knockout. Yes, Jim Cramer is still the man to beat before you get to the champ. Gussie Gorman found that out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll find out what glowing health really is if you'll just try Dr. Peterson's new and improved concentrated carrot capsules. Eat them like candy.
You were great out there tonight, Jim.
Oh, it's easy, Pete. Kid just lacks experience. He'll go out and get it now. I did him a favor.
Sure you did, Jim. Jim?
Yeah?
How do you feel? Your head ain't bothering you no more now, is it, Jim?
No, it doesn't bother me. Not now. Just once in a while, Pete.
Yeah, yeah. Probably don't mean a thing, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jake. I'm looking for a fight.
Oh, well, I'm getting up a card for down there in Wilmington. Might be able to get you about there.
Swell.
But, Jim, it wouldn't be the main event.
No?
No.
But I always fight the main as Jake.
I know, but the main event's all lined up, Jim. I could give you the semi-wind-up.
Well, okay, I'll take it.
Fine, Jim, fine.
Well, that brings us to the semifinal scrap of the evening, and what do we have here? Oh, yes, it's Kid Hennessy, who just recently turned pro, going up against Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer, the middleweight trial horse. Yes, the boy you've got to tangle with on the way up to a title match. So Jim Cramer's fighting semifinals now. Well, that's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. And here we go. Here we go. Kid Hennessy comes bounding out like a kangaroo. He swings wildly, and Cramer stops him in his tracks.
Pop. Yes, Jim, boy, I'm here.
How are you, Pop?
Oh, fine, Jim, fine. Say, you gave that fella trimming down in Wilmington, eh?
Yeah, I managed to keep out of his way.
Yeah, Jim, did I read the paper right? Did you fight in the semifinal?
Yeah, why?
Well, nothing, only you usually get the main event on these small-town cards.
Well, the mainer wasn't open on this one, Pop.
Oh, well, is it smart to start taking semifinals?
No. No, but I'm going to take what I can get. I got to keep making dough.
Yeah, that sanitarium where you sent little Ann, it's expensive, ain't it, Jim?
Well, not for what they're doing for her, Pop, and I got to keep her there. I'll fight in the prelims if I have to keep her there.
Sure. They'll fix her up there all right, Jim. Due time, of course. Say, Jim, how was the kid you fought? Did he have the stuff?
No, Pop, he didn't have it.
You ain't seen none yet that can take young Fitz, eh, Jim?
No, Pop, not yet. But I'll know him when I see him.
You're way ahead of him, Jim. You got nothing to worry about. Just take your time, boy.
Yeah, I'll handle it, Pete. Look.
Huh?
Look down there, third row.
Yeah?
Is that Mike Gilson or am I nuts?
Here, take a swig out of the bottle. Yeah, that's Gilson, Jim. I've seen him before.
He's barred from the state, I thought.
Yeah, he must have been reinstated, Jim. Had a boy on the card tonight. Marty King is his name.
Yeah?
Yeah, Marty King. He's a middleweight, Jim.
A middleweight, huh?
Yeah. All right, let's go now, boy. Come on. Just take your time in there, Jimmy boy. Go.
All right.
Nice going tonight, Kramer.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that is fine. Hiya, Kramer, what do you say?
Yeah. Come on, Pete.
Lie down there, Jim.
That boy out there was tough tonight, Pete.
Oh, I didn't hurt you, did he, kid? Lie down here.
I don't know. My head feels a little funny again. You got that buzzing again.
Been coming back, ain't it?
No, not much.
I wish you'd go to the doctor.
No.
Well, it worries me. I don't mean that it's real serious, but I'd feel better, Jim, if you go and see a doc.
No, Pete.
But why? What harm would it do?
A lot of harm, maybe. What if the doc told me I had to quit? What if he passed the word on to the boxing commission? What if they made me quit?
Well, kid, wouldn't that be better than maybe ruining yourself?
I can't quit. I got to keep going. I've got to have dough.
You little girl, huh? Okay, Jim. I won't say another word. Probably some sports reporter. I tell him to go away till you're feeling better.
No, let him in. I'm all right.
All right, Jim. All right, it's okay with you. Come in. Oh, it's you, Gilson.
Yeah, hello, Pete. Hello there, Jim.
Get out of here, Gilson.
Now, hold your horses, Jim. I know you got good reason to think I'm poisoned, but I'm here to do you a favor.
I don't want any favors from you, Gilson.
Don't be too sure about that, Jim. Hey, kid, you looked all right out there tonight. You've smartened up.
Yeah? No thanks to you.
Yeah, you've learned a lot, Jim.
A little too late. If I hadn't listened to you, I might have been champion by now.
Yeah, maybe. Then again, maybe not, Jim. You never know about those things.
Come on, Gilson, quit stalling. Say what you got to say and get out of here.
Okay, only... Well, I got to say, Jim, I'd like to tell you private.
You got nothing to say that Pete can't hear?
Yeah, I have, Jim.
Never mind, Jim. I'll step outside if it'll get rid of this guy any quicker.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, Gilson, spill it.
Well, like you know, Jim, I ain't been operating in the state lately, but I've just been reinstated by the commission.
Go on.
Well, I got a fine-looking boy, Jim. His name is Monty King. He won the semifinal tonight.
I heard about him.
Ah, great little fighter, Jim. Crowds love him. I want to send him against young Fitz.
Oh, I get it. The old racket. Gonna hand him the same deal you handed me.
Hmm?
Gonna send him up against the champ before he's ready and then drop him, is that it?
No, Jim. Why, this boy's really ready for a title match. He's the next champ, I tell you. I wouldn't double-cross the boy.
No?
Nah. Now, Jim, you know, only one thing's holding up that title match for my boy, Monty King.
What's that?
You.
Me? How do you figure that?
Oh, now, come on, don't kid me, Jim. You know he's got to get past you to get a crack at the title. Yeah, the trial horse for the middleweights.
So what? Go ahead. Get the kid a match with me. It's okay with me. If he's got the stuff, he'll get past me, all right.
Yeah. Jim, how's that little girl of yours coming along up there at the sanitarium?
What? Listen, Gilson, I don't want you even talking about my kid.
Okay. I was just going to say it must be expensive keeping her up there all this time.
That's my business.
Sure it is, Jim. I'd just like to see you get a break, get your paws on some real dough for the kid.
What are you driving at, Gilson?
Huh? All right, just this. I want Monty King to fight you and win. Now, there's $5,000 in it for you.
Well, you dirty rat, you want me to take a dive. I never took a dive in my life, and you know it.
Oh, no? Well, maybe not, but don't kid yourself, Jim. When you're with me, a lot of your fights will fix the other way. So just don't get any funny notions in your head about tipping off the commission. Your record ain't so clean.
Get out of here, Gilson.
Think it over, Jim. $5,000, a lot of dough for that kid of
yours.
Get out. Now, don't be a sap, Jim. You're on the way out anyway. Get yours while the getting is good.
I'm warning you for the last time, Gilson.
All right, I'm going, Jim. But I'll give you a call after you've had time to think it over.
You rat, you dirty rat! Pete! Pete!
Hey, kid, what did you do to you? Oh, just take it easy now. Take it easy. Here.
Pete, easy. He's a dirty rat.
You're right, kid. You had a tough fight, and then this guy Gilson coming in and upsetting you didn't help. How's your head feel, Jim?
I'm all right now, Pete. I'm okay. Come on, get me my clothes. I'm going home to bed.
We should go and see that doctor, won't you, Jim?
Yeah?
Mr. Kramer?
I'm Marty King.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I fought in the semifinal tonight. Mike Gilson handles me.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Mr. Kramer, I saw you in the main event. Gee, I like your style.
Thanks.
Mike Gilson says he can get me a fight with you.
Does he?
Sure. And if I whip you, I get a match with young Fitz for the championship.
Just like that, huh?
Oh, no, but I'm going to be champ, Mr. Kramer. I just know it.
Well, good luck to you, kid.
Thanks, Mr. Kramer. And when I fight you, I'm going to give you the works.
Thanks for the tip.
Well, there won't be anything personal in it, of course. I like you as a fighter. Always have.
All right, kid. I'll be looking for you.
So long, Mr. Kramer.
What's the verdict, Doc?
Jim, we've been friends for a long time. You know whatever I tell you is for the best.
I know that, Doc.
Jim, you've got to quit fighting.
I can't quit now, Doc. I just can't. I need dough.
For your daughter?
Yeah. Doc, you can fix me up, can't you?
No, I can't, Jim. You've got to quit, or you're going to be in serious trouble. You've seen some old broken-down fighters, Jim. They're not very pretty.
I can't quit.
Now, Jim, I'm your friend. I'm going to do what's best for you. I'm going to make you quit. For your own good. I'll go to the commission. And they'll buy you if I tell them the truth.
Now, don't do that, Doc. Now, wait a minute. Doc, can I have one more fight?
No.
Just one more, Doc. Then I'll quit, I promise.
One more may be too many, Jim.
Please, Doc, this one fight is all I ask. It's all set. I fight this young Marty King. He can't hurt me.
I don't know, Jim.
I give you my word. Now, don't say anything to the commission now, and I'll quit for good after this fight.
Well, it's against my better judgment.
Thanks, Doc. Thanks a million.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah?
Mike Gilson. Made up your mind, Jim?
I'll let you know, Gilson.
Hello, boy, Jim.
Jim? Oh, Jim.
Yes, Pop.
Oh, Jim, go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
In a little while, Pop. I've got to figure something out.
Well, you need your rest, Jim.
Well, hello, Kramer.
Hello, Commissioner.
Glad to see you, Jim.
Commissioner, I fight this youngster, Marty King, tomorrow night.
Yes.
Mike Gilson has offered me $5,000 to take a dive.
Up to his old tricks, eh?
Yeah.
We'll get him this time, Jim. This time we'll get him barred for life. Thanks for telling me.
Commissioner. Gilson said some of my early fights were fixed. If they were, I didn't know anything about it.
Your record is good, Jim. And so is your word with us. Now don't you worry about it. Go ahead with the King fight. Leave everything else to me.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Oh, Jim. I've been intending to do this for some time. After your fight with King, I want our doctors to give you a thorough checkup. Just to be on the safe side.
All right, Commissioner. Thanks a lot.
What a scrap. What a scrap, ladies and gentlemen. Young Marty King, the best-looking middleweight prospect to come along in years, pitted against that trial horse, Jim Kramer. Been nip and tuck so far. King has been carrying the fight to Kramer, but that crafty old-timer is holding his own. And now here's round six coming up. King comes out fast. Kramer's waiting for him.
Pete all right, Jim?
Yeah. This is a great kid, Pete. He's it.
What do you mean, Jim?
He'll be the next champ. I knew I'd spot the next champ when I met him. This kid is it.
Yeah?
Just needs a little experience, that's all. I've got to beat him, Pete.
Sure.
If he gets past me now, young Fitz will ruin him.
All right, here we go, Jim.
All right, Marty King, I'm going to knock you out for your own good.
Seven.
Eight. Nine. Ten.
And it's a knockout. A knockout. The veteran Jim Cramer wins by a knockout. Flashy young Marty King was winning the fight on points when the old trial horse kicked back at him and laid him out colder than a Mindy's herring. Well, that stops Marty King, but the experts still have him marked as a comer. He'll get another chance. And speaking of another chance, here's another chance for you to get in the pink with Dr. Peterson's new and improved concentrated carrot capsules. Man, oh man, they do the job.
Well, what in the... Marty King.
Can I come in, Mr. Cramer?
Sure, sure. Come on in, kid.
Well, you crossed me up, Mr. Cramer. How'd you know about my weak spot?
You gave it away, kid.
Well, I learned something. Tell me, Mr. Cramer, have I got what it takes to be champ?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it, kid. You can't miss if you take your time.
Thanks, Mr. Cramer.
You're a great fighter, boy, and I wish you luck.
Mr. Cramer, I'd like to ask you something.
Yeah?
Mr. Cramer, they took Mike Gilson off the jail. He's a crook.
I know.
So that leaves me without a manager. And I wonder, Mr. Cramer, if you're sure I got the stuff to be champ, would you consider managing me?
Me? You want me to manage you?
Yeah, Mr. Cramer.
Me managing the next champ.
Of course, maybe you want to keep on fighting yourself, Mr.
No, Cramer. No. No, Marty, as a matter of fact, I was thinking of quitting anyway. I'd like to manage you, kid. I'll teach you everything I know. I'll steer you straight, and you'll get the breaks I never got. You'll be the champ.
Oh, gee. I sure do thank you, Mr. Cramer.
And I thank you, Marty King. And so does a kid named Ann.
Well, that's Dive, Brother Dive, written by Lee Florin. I knew you fellas would like that one. And now next week we're going to get a fine football story for you called Gravy Train.
Well,
it's written by a very good friend of mine named Stanley Frank, a swell writer. Well, see you next week, fellas. So long.
This has been another visit to the Sportsman's Club for a sports story especially selected for you by Grantland Rice. Today's story, Dive, Brother Dive, was written by Lee Florin for All Sports Magazine and was dramatized by Gerald Holland. The cast included Grantland Rice, who appeared in person. Frank Lovejoy was Jim Cramer. Pete was played by Alan Drake. Pop by Arthur Maitland. Gilson by Richard Keith. And the fight announcer by Bill Quinn. George Crook was at the organ. Production, Garnett Garrison. Join us again next Saturday at the Sportsman's Club for an unusual football story, Gravy Train, by Stanley Frank, as selected by Grantland Rice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.